Desk, what's your name?
My name is Katie Randerson and I am with the charity called Sensory Services by Sight for Surrey. Often people know us just as Sight for Surrey, but we do support people who are blind, partially sighted, hard of hearing, deaf or deaf blind. So we do cover wider sensory services.
I notice you've got some sort of gadgets on the table here. You've got a big button telephone here as well.
Yes, we provide individual support for people to stay as independent as they can. We support people right from childhood throughout. I often go into the community. I go to community centres to talk to people direct about what's available. And often that's maybe as we're growing older, things start to wear out and things are a little bit harder to hear. So something like a large button phone, if you can't see very well, is helpful. But also they have extra volume. So if you can't hear very well, that's really useful. And we provide, you know, really useful hints and tips, things like, for example, what people often don't know is that if you wear a hearing aid, that hearing aid is listening, it's the part that's behind your ear. So if you're using the telephone, you need to hold the telephone earpiece up to your hearing aid rather than your ear.
I didn't know that.
So there are lots of useful hints and tips. And on this table, which is set out for people today, we have things such as a magnifying glass, which people will be quite accustomed to. We have a symbol cane, which is something that people can carry to show that they have some vision impairment, because it's not always obvious. Another thing that people often don't realise is that if you see somebody with a white cane, which we're mostly familiar with, do you know what it is if it's stripy, if it's red or stripy?
No, I don't know.
So that's dual sensory. So that means hearing and sight. So you need to be particularly aware of that. We're trying to help people understand.
Got a thing about impairment passport as well. What's that all about?
I brought that today because I thought it might be useful in a hospital, and that's its purpose. We do have a particular team. They are called ECLOs, which is Eye Clinic Liaison Officers, and they visit the different hospital eye clinics, such as St. Peter's. And we find that if people have vision or hearing impairment, if they're just suddenly coming into hospital, they've got to communicate how they would like to interact, how best people can help them, support them. So we can provide things like that, which is a paper form that says, you know, I have hearing impairment or vision impairment, I need a British Sign Language interpreter. Again, we support people, we can help with that. Our adult services support includes people like social workers who can help to claim for benefits and so on. So it's a really wide range of support. And we're 101 years old, this charity. So we've been around as a long time, maybe with a different name, but we have a great deal of expertise in this area. So it's great to be here at the hospital and sharing that people.
So how do people get in contact with you, or carers get in contact with you?
Yes, you can get in contact with us on our website, which is sightforsurrey.org.uk. Obviously, some people don't use the internet. Very often I talk to people out in the community, especially if they're older. 01 372 377 701, or the website. We also have a text number, which if you bear with me, I will read out, so that if you are hard of hearing, you can reach us by text. 7860 026 269. So there are lots of different ways. People can self-register, so you don't have to be referred by a doctor. You can look on our website or call us up. We'll talk you through registering. Then someone a little more expert in their area, which is not me, so one of our hearing loss advisors or people more specialised in vision, will give you a call or whatever means is best for you to communicate to say how can we help you and what is it that we need. And occasionally, if you can't come to us, it is possible to go and on some occasions to visit somebody at home and see if there's something around the house that they might need some help with. We have visitor befrienders, and we're always looking for volunteers. So if you imagine, we have a resource centre, but our office is at Fetcham, near Leatherhead. So we need volunteer drivers and we need volunteer befrienders. So again, that's something that you can find more out on the website.
Right, thank you very much.
Thank you.